Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Cody Yeh. Cody, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Cody is a YouTuber. He's a stock options coach. He is helping everyday people create wealth that helps them retire sooner. Cody, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Awesome. Yeah. So my name is Cody Yeh. Say Yeh is my brand. My slogan is Say Yeh to Fire. The idea is to help people say yes to financial independence and retire early. And why that really comes about is because I came to Canada at the age of 18 with a student visa. I went into engineering school because I thought that would be the easiest way to get a very stable job, right? And you don't have to go to medical school and all that. And it turns out, yes, it was the easiest way, but it's not the fastest way to wealth, really. You could be kind of making a great, decent money, but you kind of nowhere near wealth. So that's where I start looking to how can I actually, instead of working for 30 years, how can I work more efficiently, invest those money that I save, not just in the bank, and achieve that where I want to be. So eventually I can spend more time with family, friends, or maybe not even in Canada, right? I can be anywhere in the world. So that's where I look into real estate investing and, you know, that we kind of had the long-term bullish vision in Canada and state as well, because the millennials get into my age. I'm 31, I am right in the middle of millennial. So we're very bullish on that in the long term. And, you know, on top of real estate investing, stock option investing has been giving me the cash flow to allow me to quit my six-figure job. So those are the two things that really helps me, expedite my financial journey. And now I have a lot more time to help out more people that want to achieve that, right?
Nice. I appreciate that. So you're clearly an intelligent person if you're able to just decide between medical school or engineering school and let me go ahead and pursue that, but then recognizing that, hey, this is awesome, but it's not going to really bring me wealth. And if it does, it's going to take a long time. So how did you then, did you go through sort of the same process to settle on real estate and stock options? Tell me about that process.
Yeah. So you know what? After I graduate, or even before I graduate, I was working on internship. I was doing a stupid amount of overtime at that time because I thought that's the fastest way to save the most amount of money. But in Canada, when you get to a certain income bracket, more than half of your gross income goes to the government. Mm. So I'm like, I'm working so hard. Meanwhile, half of the money is gone. So I know I have to do something with the money. And I realized real estate is one of the things that, you know, if you buy your first house, if it appreciates, you don't have to pay capital gain, right? And stock options is one where you can potentially put those money in your corporation. And if you really don't need those money, you can let it snowball in your corporation, only pull all the money you need at a very low tax rate. And from there, you can pass on both real estate, your stock option portfolio into your next generation very efficiently, right? Very tax efficient. So I'm thinking a lot ahead, but for me as, you know, selfish at that time, just like, I could not keep working 400 to 800 hours of overtime every year. I cannot keep up. Eventually when I have a family, I know something will break my health or my relationship or everything, right? So.
Nice. So I'm sure that you looked at lots of different options, right? You said, okay, what is available to me? What was it about stock option investing that was attractive to you?
Yeah, so I was actually, I started investing in stocks in 2011. I started borrowing bank stocks, you know, like the typical, you know, like investment bank or just like Bank of America, Nasdaq Advice, right? All those boring stocks. And I realized, hey, maybe I could achieve better. And I was introduced to my day trading coach at that time from 2015 to 2018. And I wouldn't believe her until I seen it. And she has no YouTube channel. She has no marketing. She was managing a lot of money, like multiple eight figures. At her age, she was 2 years younger than me. So I didn't believe it until I seen it, until I see the results. And I tried it for 2 years. It was tough at first, for sure. And once I kind of, end the year of 66%, I know, hey, this is kind of great. But that was my second job. And I realized that I was an engineer. I was a disciplined person. I trained really hard. I spent 5 to 6 hours every day, like 2 to 3 hours preparing trades, 1 to 2 hours trading, 2 to 3 hours afterwards writing reports, hand draw all the charts. I'm like, not everyone can do this. So this is not sustainable to me, right? So that's when I realized, hey, stock option is another way that I can only spend 30 minutes per day or less and achieve 1 to 4% per month. And to me, I'm like, that's a lot better than mutual fund, and also have full control. And also, I'm not sitting in front of my computer and drive myself nuts. So there's a very higher, much higher chance of success rate. And that's proven from hundreds of my alumni that I taught, that they have gone through average people. There's musician, there's high school teacher, and they were all able to replicate my success. And that's how I know, okay, this is where average people can make 1 to 4% per month and eventually replace their income, whether they want to replace their spouse, or they want to buy their next rental property, or they just want to move to an island. And as long as there's internet, they can do this. And the stress is very low, the return is very high, right?
Nice. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You're doing all this massive amount of work. You're working super hard, and you were doing that before with the overtime. Then you find the day trading, and you're like, okay, this is awesome, but it's not sustainable. It's too much. And you find the stock options, 30 minutes a day, roughly speaking, you're able to generate 1 to 4% a month. Now, when you heard that initially, it was like, eh, that's too small. Or what was sort of your initial thought on that?
Yeah, initially you're like, because like there's still people who come to me and say, Cody, I want to make 100% per year. Yeah, maybe in 2022, a lot of people, new people especially, got a little bit overconfident, because when they start after COVID, everything goes up. So when the market goes up, everyone seems like a genius. But no, not a lot of people go through the dip before COVID, the dip in 2018, the dip in 2015, 2010, 2008, and all that. So you have to go through multiple of those to really humble you, and making sure that you have a track record proven, a test proven strategy, right? So a lot of people get overconfident and say, Cody, yeah, it should be easy. Last year I got this amount. Even my mutual fund get this amount. I'm like, well, when do you start investing, right? And most of them told me after COVID, right after COVID. I'm like, yeah, that's very convenient, right? So that's the key thing, that why people have such a high expectations, because they haven't gone through it. They haven't got humble, right? So, 1 to 4%, if you think about that, that's 12 to 48% per year without compounding. So once you compound that, if we use the rule of 72, even if it's 12%, 72 divided by 12%, you're going to double your money in 6 years. Now, if you double your money in 6 years, you'll get to where you want to be really quick. So even at the lower end, right, if you have the discipline, if you follow the rules, everything is upside, right? But you have to be very careful and not get greedy all of a sudden and start chasing things. And that's where you can get into big trouble, right?
Yeah, I think that that's really well said right there. And it strikes me that when you read about how whatever the statistic is, 85 to 90% of the people who are day trading, kind of that group of folks who have gotten access to it through apps like Robinhood, which I'm all for it. I'm super excited for people who want to do that. But the reality is that you get humbled, you have to pay your tuition by losing a bunch of money, and then you hopefully, if you do come back, you recognize, okay, I need to have good expectations. I need to have a system that I can follow, and I need to be disciplined.
Yeah, there's, I mean, Robinhood was so genius that they make it so easy, make it seems like a video game, but doesn't mean someone who can put in a trade doesn't mean they can trade. A lot of work are done in the back end. And when you don't have a system, you're testing out the system. Guess what? You can have a rookie's luck. You make money, make money, but if you don't know how to manage your risk and portfolio size it, the moment you lost it, you can wipe out all the gain and more. And people don't realize that, right? When you compound it up, if you lose 50%, it's 50% of your new amount, right? So That's something that's, you know, when I'm an engineer, that's very convenient because I always look at numbers. Am I actually going up or down? Right? That can't lie, right? If it go up, up, up and down, I'm like, okay, this is not working, right? So when I was day trading, we only use maximum 10% of the amount of money we have for each trade. The idea is if you really lose all of it, or you know, we have stop loss and all that. If you lose 10%, you only need to make 11% back. But if you lose 50%, you need to make 100%. And that's just pure math, right? So the smaller amount of stop loss you can control, the more control you have, the more machine, more rational, more objective you can stay, right? Anyway, well, I don't do day trading anymore, but that still applies to overall investing, right?
Mm-hmm. So moving from doing the many, many hours a day to being able to now do the new strategy with the stock options in considerably less time, tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so day trading is really, we're betting direction. We're trying to follow a trend, have a tight stop loss. It is very stressful because everything go up and down because fear and greed in the short term. Now, for the stock option strategy that I teach now, you know, I've been stabilizing it for years, is that we first identify blue chip stocks that we like. The blue chip stocks that preferably pay a dividend or has a track record of growing for the last 5 years, and they have to be positive net income, as in the bottom line has to be positive. And we look at the chart and make sure they have a healthy growth, but not like up and down because of, you know, all these news, right? They're, no matter what the news is, no matter what COVID is, they might have a small dip, but they just keep going higher. So that's kind of the stocks we look for to start with. So even if we're wrong in the long term, we are right. Now from there, then we use the option strategy. We're on the selling side of things. So we sell the option strategy, like the put option strategy, and with a call option strategy. Now, the easiest way for some real estate investor up in your audience is that we kind of get paid to agree to buy off-market deals that's below market value. We get paid like an insurance company to agree to buy that. And if it really comes to the point that, hey, the market value is below the price we agreed to be by the expiration day, whatever that is, a month, a year out, we are obligated to buy that at a discount price, right? And you're like, Cody, so what do you do after you buy it at a discount price? Well, first of all, if you're happy to buy $100, now you can buy $90 and you get paid. So now your true cost might be $85. So you should be really happy in the long term. But if you're in the short term, like, Cody, what should I do then? Well, you might get paid dividend, or you can even rent to own it out, right? So you can kind of rent it out and get paid even more while you wait for the stocks to go up. What does that mean by that is you become the insurance company again, you rent it out and agree to sell at a higher price and you get paid. And while you're waiting, you just keep doing that. Keep selling, agree to sell at a higher price. You get paid like an insurance company. You keep all the premium just like an insurance company, right? And if the stock doesn't go up, stays the same, well, guess what? All the premium get paid, keep lowering your true cost. But if it jump up, guess what? You have to, you know, sell it at a higher price. So you make the appreciation, you keep all the premium from selling the put option before you own the stocks, you keep all the premium after you own the stocks and agree to sell a higher price. Your overall true cost is very low. And then you sell it up here, you're taking all that appreciation and the premium. And that's kind of how you win in a very, very risk averse way, right?
Got
it. If that makes sense.
It does. It does. I think I'm tracking. So what is the required expenditure of resources? If I say, yeah, hey, Cody, this sounds awesome. How do I get started? What do I need from a time perspective, attention, money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in terms of time, you know, there are people who want to spend hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours on YouTube and read 20 plus books. I'm totally all in for that. You know, I had to do that, and I make a lot of mistakes. You know, I wish I had just hired a coach that has track record proven, have a lot of students, a lot of testimonials for it. From there, I saved the time and saved the money, to be honest, right? That I've seen it so many times. So now that looking backwards, I know what's the fastest way to get there, right? And then in terms of capital, it's, as long as you have enough money to buy 100 shares of a stock, for example, if it's Bank of America, it's around $45, let's say. As long as you have 4,500 USD, which is 45 times 100, then you can start selling a put option, right? And you can get paid maybe 1 to 4% per month, and you can go from there. And as your account gets bigger, then you can pick on Apple, which is, about 180 bucks. Again, all these are not stock advice, but just kind of like stocks I play with, right? As your account get bigger, maybe one day you can get to Google, get to Amazon, and you can use more intermediate strategy to even participate in that, what we call spreads, but that's more later on. But really, you should get a good understanding and make money, make your first 5K, 10K by doing this boring stuff from just selling puts and cover call.
Right. Got it. So how long does it take somebody to sign up for your course and actually make it through to the point where I am hopefully generating that 1 to 4% a month?
Yeah, so if you're figuring out your own, that's unpredictable because it depends on everyone's personality, everyone's discipline, everyone's intelligence per se, right? Now, if speaking from my cohort, my alumni, and I've seen on the quick side, I've seen someone who went through the course the next day, set up their account, they're good to go, never ask a question. Make the money back in 3 days. Meanwhile, there are other people like more like musician or artistic type. They're like, Cody, I have zero idea about math. I'm gonna be the slowest one. And they were paper trading for a good 2, 3 months. They were taking their time. They're like figuring everything out, make their mistake with fake money. Well, right. And there's some artistic people, they're like, Cody, I start with 300K fake money. I turn into 380,000. So can you tell me how do I get that money out? I'm like, this is a joke, right? This is supposed to be a joke, right? He said, yeah. But I haven't figured it out. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you, but good for you. You should start real money now. He's like, yeah. So it's really the people fixate on how long does it take me to learn it? Now, I went through school for 4 years. I paid $120,000. There's still people paying $50,000 to $100,000 every year for MBA. And I have so many students backing me up and say, Cody, I don't get why people pay so much money for MBA. I totally know if you know where you're going into, you pay for it. But if you're just going in trying to make more money, there are more efficient way that you can pay a lot less and you can use the skills for your whole life. You can pass on to your kids, even pass on to your grandkids. The strategy doesn't change, the stocks might change. But this is a very risk-averse way for you to get income very early on. I have students who taught their kids at 16 and give them as 50K to 100K money and say, here you go, from now on, you are responsible for this and you will make your own pocket change. If you lose it, it's on you. You owe me that money. But if you make money, we split in half. So imagine what kind of education you would give your kids if you do that. And they were kind of like your money-making machine, right? So I think that's just very beneficial, right? To start. The earlier you start, the more compound, the more the earlier mistake you're gonna get into, so you don't get, you humble yourself and you stick to the rules, right? The earlier you can realize that, the earlier you can make your first 5K, 10K, make all the money back, then it's the infinite return that you have from there, right?
I love it. Well, Cody, appreciate you coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage? How can they get started?
Yeah, so George, I do have a free YouTube channel. I should be updating more. It's been 1.5 years, but there are some basic 18 videos that can get people started. I also have a Facebook group, more than 4,000 people, where I go Facebook Live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and let people vote about the topics. I upload a lot of vlogs, a lot of value-added videos, right? And you can help me put it in the description as well. It's free to join, right? And you can engage with me in there and learn about all these stocks, option, no matter you're beginner or intermediate or seasonal people, you can always take something away from it.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Cody your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out his Facebook group and his YouTube channel, and I will list everything, all the ways to get in touch with Cody in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Cody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.